Well, hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. It's great to have all of you with us today. Super excited about today's podcast. We are going to be talking about the industry and Isagenics, and not only the power of the industry and the power of this amazing company that we are all very passionate about, but also building in this company and transitioning potentially from your careers that you have been submersed into working full time in Isagenics and within this industry. And we have the absolute perfect woman for this podcast today as we move through all of this. This is her story. This is what her story consists of, is transitioning from a very successful career into Isagenics full time without past previous experience within this industry. And that would be the beautiful Pamela Barnum. And Pam, she's been around for a while. She enrolled with her amazing husband back in April of 2009, became one of our Isagenics millionaires along the way. She currently has a rank of 5-star Golden Circle, 9-star Crystal Executive. Her and her husband, Kevin, they build this together. Their son, Caleb, is 13, and they hail from the beautiful place of Fernie, BC, British Columbia. So they are our sister and brother from North, right? But Pamela, we're so excited to have you with us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Kirsty. I love these podcasts because you can listen anywhere at any time. And that was very helpful for us when we were building our business, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Can you believe that it's been, what, 8 years?
I can't believe it, because it's gone by so far. And, you know, it's funny, this morning, Kevin and I were just chatting about how we've been so blessed to be able to spend the best days and the best years of our son's early life with him because of this incredible company.
Yeah, he was just a little tiny guy when you guys first got started. Yeah. Okay, so we have a lot to cover today, and your story is so powerful. Just so that everybody knows that's listening in, Pamela was a federal crown attorney, practicing and crazy busy right before obviously discovering Isagenics. Kevin was within the police department as a canine handler. And Pamela, just share with everybody. I mean, here you two are husband and wife, mom and dad with your little guy. And what was life like for you guys based on how busy you were?
Well, it was crazy hectic, that's for sure. And as you mentioned, I had a career as a federal crown attorney. So working 60 plus hours a week, prosecuting drug dealers. That was my career. And it was a great career transition, because before that I was an undercover police officer in the drug unit. So it seemed like, you know, that would be a much more mom-friendly job, to prosecute drug dealers instead of buy drugs. So that's how I made that transition when Caleb was born. And my husband was working, you know, crazy hours as a canine handler. His unit was formed after 9/11, and he traveled all over North America for heavy urban search and rescue. One of his dogs was FEMA certified, so he was gone frequently away from home. So at times it felt like, you know, being a single parent. And then when we were together, like any working parents can appreciate, you're trying to play catch up all the time. You know, in those few spare moments, you're trying to cram in weeks and months of life into a couple of hours or a couple of days. So it was, you know, I won't say we were any busier than many people listening to this, because we all have 24 hours in a day, but our 24 hours, several of them were spent away from our family and away from each other working. And although we loved our jobs, it was starting to get a little bit tiresome, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you guys first came on. Now, share with everybody your thoughts when someone told you about Isagenics, and especially when it came to the business opportunity. As busy as you guys are, you're like, were you thinking, are you crazy? Like, we have no time in our days to do any other business venture. I mean, share with everybody back in the beginning.
Well, you know, it's so funny. When we were first approached by our neighbor, Janie Snellgrove, she's looking great. You know, we asked her, what are you doing? She tells us about these phenomenal products. And as she's walking away, she whispers under her breath, you know, as though she's going to deliver some sort of contraband later on, because she promised to drop off a sample. But she's like, oh, by the way, it's network marketing. And I you know, even though I have a master's degree in business, a law degree, and Kevin and I had had other businesses, I had no clue what network marketing was. So I whispered to Kevin as we're walking up our driveway, you know, what's network marketing? What's Janie talking about? Oh, he said, we don't want anything to do with that. They're going to fill our garage. They're going to put flip charts in our living room. We won't have any friends left. We are definitely not doing that. So I thought, oh, okay. She didn't mention any of that. She just told me about these great products. So I'll give them a try as her customer. Well, of course, like anyone who's ever tried the program and has followed the program, as our incredible formulator put it together, and that's what Kevin and I did, we had phenomenal results. So people started asking us, what are you doing? And we said, oh, we're with this program called Isagenics, and our neighbor told us about it. We'll give you her number. You reach out to her. And so when we called Janie, she said, no, you guys put them in the computer, take their order, and you'll get paid. And so she told me, at that time, we were just doing 30 days, and there was no double PIBs or any of that. So it was $25. And hey, I'll never turn down $25. But I thought, I'm already earning a great income as a lawyer. My husband's earning a great income. You know, $25 for extra work was not appealing at that time. I thought, oh, I just can't do it. I can't add any more into my day. And then when Kevin heard, wait a second, we can actually make money doing this? And I said, apparently. And he said, well, okay, I got to go check it out. So he gets on a plane in May. So we start in April. He gets on a plane in May, flies to Phoenix because there's an ICU happening, meets the Coovers, meets, you know, the top leaders at the time, Jay Bennett, Renata Lee, hears all of them speaking, comes home. So this is the guy who was dead set against network marketing, comes home after meeting all these people and going to an ICU and said, okay, we're doing this. This is amazing. And I thought, okay, like what happened? This makes no sense to me. So now I'm extra skeptical because Kevin's all excited. So he said, the only thing you can do is go check it out yourself. I thought, all right, that's fair. I can't judge until I've actually gone and met some more people and checked it out. So I went to, you know, every town usually has a monthly kind of meeting. And in Toronto, at that time we were living near Toronto, I drove in and went to, I think it was a Tuesday evening opportunity meeting, and I heard everyday people just talking about their experiences. There were teachers, stay-at-home moms, soccer coaches, all different kind of chiropractors, and they had nothing in common except they had all had transformational results, and they were a really happy, awesome group of people, which was, you know, coming from a courthouse was not normal for me. So I thought, okay, these guys are onto something. So maybe I should uncross my arms, uncross my legs, and actually pay attention to what they're saying. Who am I to sit in judgment when I have no clue? So I went to work researching and trying to find out as much as I possibly could about the legalities, about the business model, everything I could about network marketing. And every time I tried to find a fault or tried to find something that didn't sit right, I always proved myself wrong over and over again. The more research I did, the more my belief in network marketing grew. And as our belief grew, our business grew. And it's kind of funny how that works, Kirstie. I'm sure you've interviewed so many people that they all share that same thing, that when their belief in the products, of course, happens first, and as the business grows, their belief in the business starts to grow, and then everything just starts to snowball from there. And that's exactly what happened for us.
That's crazy. And again, I want to go back to how busy your lives were in discovering the industry, discovering Isagenics, doing your own due diligence. You guys are now building. How do you build something like this when you're already maxed out with time? Share with everybody how you fit it into your schedule. I know that it was like 1 hour here, 30 minutes there. I mean, it wasn't like a full 8 hours that you would normally work in a regular job.
No, and I think, you know, the busier people are sometimes, the better they do at the beginning because they are so regimented with their time. And I know that's true for Kevin and I. When we first started, we had the biggest growth in our business ever when we were working full time at our jobs, because we literally had our son went to bed, he was 5 years old at the time, he went to bed at 8 p.m. So from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. when we could, it didn't always work, but that's what we tried to schedule. We would get on the phone and just do income producing activities. We didn't, you know, fool around just researching things and doing stuff. This was actual business hours for us that meant we were on the phone connecting or following up with people. And if we couldn't make our 2 hours in the evening, then we would do exactly what you said. You know, at lunchtime, I would try to take 15 minutes in between courtrooms and make a quick call or send a text message or send out another email or whatever I could do to keep up. And Kevin had an hour and a half commute to and from work every day when he was working in our area. And he would be, you know, on the phone, he'd be listening to podcasts on the way or CDs, training CDs on the way to work each morning. And then on the way home, he would be making calls to people. And, you know, Kev even, he was on a cadaver search one time, searching for a dead body in the bush, and called me just as he was finishing that search. He said, Pam, we got another one. I was talking to a guy, you know, there's another guy from another unit over there. And he was asking, you know, how do you have this energy? Aren't you starving? Because they've been working for hours. And Kevin said, no, actually, here's what I'm doing. And then boom. So every opportunity we had, you know, if we can sponsor someone in the bush on a cadaver search, then certainly there's so many people out there to talk to. And that's, we still do that to this day. You know, yesterday I was shopping for pants, for an outfit for celebration. And the gal who was helping me find an outfit is very interested. It's a conversation that just naturally happens when you have a strong belief in what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and besides, I mean, people are out there looking for other options. There's so many people that need what we have here.
Huge.
So, you know, I know that your views on network marketing and the industry in general weren't very good. As Kevin said, is like, we are going to have no friends if we open up our mouths and do this, right? So yeah. What can you tell people that are listening in that might be kind of in that mindset right now as well, or they want to discover the industry and have 100% belief in what they're doing and the industry that they're in with network marketing and with Isagenix? What could you share with them that could really boost their belief level there?
Well, I would just ask people to imagine what is possible for you if you didn't care so much about what other people thought. Because if we attach ourselves to what we think someone else thinks about network marketing, and any sort of negative feelings they have toward it, we're going to get stuck. And when we really take a look at what network marketing has to offer, which is essentially, we have a parent company, in our case, or a partner company, Isagenix, which is phenomenal. They handle all the hard stuff that I would never want to do. Research and development, shipping, logistics, having a huge building that costs so much money to, you know, pay for, and all the utilities that go along, and employees and management and all of that stuff that's just exhausting for me to even think about. So they look after all of that, and they do it brilliantly. And then they say, okay, Pam, you really love our products. And if you're enjoying them, because you're a product of the product, right? We all speak from integrity. We're not trying to connect someone to a solution that we don't totally believe in. So we have a strong belief in the efficacy of our products. And then we talk to people about them and offer solutions. I don't go out looking for people and try to hammer them into purchasing products from me. I have conversations with people and they end up sharing with me that they're looking for something. And 99% of the time, I have a solution for them based on one of our Isagenix programs. So it would be out of integrity for me personally not to share that with them. Because if I knew, Kirsty, that you were looking for a wonderful new hairstylist, or a great person who works at a car dealership, or you were looking for a realtor in my area, and I knew of something that could help you, and I knew of someone I could connect you with, or a product that I could direct you toward, and I chose not to, I'm not sure that you would still want to call me your friend, or call me a person of integrity, because I'm not looking out for your best interests. And I really believe that network marketing does that better than any other business model, because we expect our people to use our products. We're not asking people to go out and recommend and do things that they don't believe in. So we give them an opportunity to try the best products on the planet, feel amazing, and then share that with other people and be rewarded financially for doing that, earn a commission for doing that. And I don't know how along the way that got so muddled around for people, but, you know, clearly there are people in every profession, every industry, you know, there's lawyers, doctors, plumbers, dentists, et cetera, that don't do a great job, but we don't brush the entire profession with, oh, they're all terrible based on one or two bad experiences. But for some reason, we feel that it's okay, or some people feel that it's okay to do that with network marketing. And yes, there are people in network marketing that don't do it right. There are people that jump up and down with hype and get all crazy and evangelical about, you know, they exaggerate things to the point where it's not even believable. But the majority of people, and especially in Isagenix, because I've met thousands, you know, over the years, of people who embody the vision and the values that this company is based on, the foundation, which is, of course, health, absolutely, integrity, contribution, family, leadership, all of those things embody what Isagenix is. And I really think that they've taken this brilliant business model, which lets anyone start a business with very little invested. You're eating your investment, so I can't imagine any better overhead than that. And then they give you exceptional training with free podcasts like this, with webinars, with incredible events, all of those things. And then the leadership just offering up their time, the company owners, the corporate team, all offering up their time and expertise so that you can have success. When I was practicing law, to become a lawyer in Canada, you go to law school for 3 years of law, and then your fourth year you do something which is called articling. So you mentor under an experienced lawyer before you're called to the bar and you can practice on your own or get a job as a lawyer. Well, I have to tell you, I articled at the Crown Attorney's Office and it was lovely, but there was really no mentorship or leadership. It was, here's a stack of files, go through these, tell me what you think, go into this lower courtroom, argue these cases, and it was just sort of dumped, you know, here you go. And same with policing. You have a coach officer, when I was a police officer, that kind of helps you along, but essentially they give you a gun and send you out. So with network marketing, the stakes are not even closely related, or, you know, there's no life at risk, there's no going to prison, in network marketing, especially in Isagenix. We're just helping people get healthy. But I get all of the mentorship, training. I can call with the same question 50 times if I have to, and I still get answers. I get patience. I get leadership. That's what separates us. I can't even, sometimes I just shake my head, Kirsty, when people are not as enthusiastic about this business model as I am. I guess, you know, I need to do a better job articulating why I'm so passionate about it. Maybe it would, you know, rub off a little bit, but I couldn't have designed a better business model if I had tried on my own.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you on all of that. And I love your point of view when it comes to this industry and what we truly have here based on the opportunity. Now, when it came to the part in your story where you were ready to transition more of your life and time into working Isagenix full time, how did you guys go about doing it? And with that, share with people some, maybe a little bit of guidance and some pointers on this. Because, I mean, you hear this all the time, like people are like, I'm going to be doing this full time, you know, next week and I'm quitting my job. Well, maybe that's not the way to go about doing it, you know, like, so give some advice in your side of your story.
Well, I think for a lot of people that I've spoken with, their, you know, momentum and success happens when they're busy doing other things because that goal is in the forefront. When we were spending all of our waking hours away from our son, and he said to me one day, you know, as I'm getting ready for court, so busy, mommy, are we in a hurry again today? And really explain, you know, spelling it out essentially from a five-year-old's point of view that my priorities were totally mixed up. We were already earning some income from Isagenix, and that's when we decided to turn up the gas. But Kevin and I would have never walked away from our careers because remember, we had $250,000 in income between the two of us, full pension, full medical and dental benefits. Like, we had great government jobs, you know, and I'm sure people thought we were crazy to walk away, but we didn't walk away from those careers just on a whim. we had a solid financial plan in place. We had, professional guidance from our financial planner on what all of that looked like. And we made sure that we had a consistent income and that we were forecasted based on our efforts and the strength of our team, that our consistent income was going to continue and our work efforts were going to continue. We weren't planning on taking our foot off the gas by any stretch. That being said, we also weren't looking to replace one 60-hour work week with another. So Kevin and I have some people may agree with our perspective, others not so much, but our plan was to put family first, and then everything came after that. And we now build our Isagenix business around our family commitments, and that's done really, really well for us. But tips for people that are looking, because it is so attractive and sexy when you hear those stories from stage about people who had jobs they didn't like. I liked my job a lot, actually, but you hear from people who didn't like their jobs and they could hardly wait to get away. And like you said, Kirsty, maybe they've made $500, maybe $1,000, maybe there's been bonuses there, and all of a sudden they think, okay, I've got it, I'm quitting my job. But I really would strongly urge people to listen to the message that comes from the top down. Our corporate team always talks about this. You know, make sure that your family's finances are, that you've built, as Lynn Hagedorn, I think, put it, an impenetrable financial wall of security around you and the people you care about. And when you've done that and you actually feel in your bones that that is in place, then you can start looking at transitioning. I tell people, hey, you know, maybe start taking every Friday off if you have a job that'll allow for that. Once you have your income built up and financially you can sustain that, maybe take a day off, maybe Wednesday or something, take part of the day off, or take a little bit of extra time in the summer, or start rewarding yourself with maybe fewer hours. And transition that way, because you don't want that pressure hanging over your head that all of a sudden you've pulled the plug on something that maybe you weren't ready financially to let go of, or maybe even emotionally. You know, I was mentioning, Kirsty, that I was pretty attached to that title of Madam Crown. I walked into the courtroom in my robes and I worked really hard for that. And many people that have different careers that they've put a ton of education or time training into, or maybe they just love them, the thought of walking away, it is challenging on a whole level aside from finances. And that's a whole different, you know, ball game as well. And for me, I did that gradually. You know, I quit my job. I didn't retire. I actually quit my job. And, you know, the first little while, it was a bit strange to not have to get up and put on the pantyhose and the high heels and head to court and do all of that kind of thing. But over time, I was able to ease into that. And because I led such a scheduled life before and such a driven life, goal-oriented career before, I was able to take those skills and bring them with me into my network marketing business. So for people that are still working on some of those skills, being disciplined, having grit, being committed to making the income-producing calls and activities that are required for our business, until you have those solidly in place, I would strongly urge people to stay where they are and maybe transition a little bit there and continue working their business. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's a smart thing, especially if you've got a family. My goodness. You know, I love what you said about sometimes when you are working your career, because you are more dialed into a schedule, it's easier for you to actually take advantage of the 30 minutes or the 1 hour here or the hour and a half there. I remember when you and Kevin were doing in-home presentations on Tuesday nights, and it was like your time with Caleb, your son, in the evenings, it was so precious. It was only like an hour or two a day. And but you guys, you knew what you wanted and you knew how you needed to go get it. And you sacrificed Tuesday nights for in-home presentations. Like it's crazy to me. I think when you're hungry and you know exactly what you want, it's going to be, it's going to drive you to that success. And with that being said, what you said about, you know, people being emotionally attached to whatever it is that they might be doing, but it's holding them back in life. If you have that vision and you know where you're wanting to go, it's a little easier to kind of transition and segue out of that into a new place and a new career.
Oh, incredible. Absolutely it is. And I love what you mentioned about, you know, you sacrifice a little bit of time for an in-home or a launch party or to go to an event or do something along those lines. And for sure, it can definitely be a challenge. But when you involve your family and your kids in those decisions, Caleb loved those in-homes because people would come in the energy and he'd be running around and taking their jackets and doing, you know, we included him in that. It wasn't separate and apart from our family. And I really feel for people out there that don't have buy-in from their partners or their families. And to that I say, you know, just show them, don't tell them. Just work your business, work it. And when they start to see the success, they will buy in. Trust me, when they start seeing that, they will link arms with you. They may not now, but it'll happen.
So how long have you guys been full-time in Isagenics? When did you quit?
We quit our jobs within 18 months of starting our journey. We had exceptional growth and partnership. So, we quit our jobs and we had full-time freedom. And for people that had worked, though, it's sort of like driving really, really fast and then hitting the brakes. It was jarring. And I think that, you know, we had to dust ourselves off a little bit and figure out that we just didn't take a huge permanent vacation, because at first we fell into that. We fell into the, hey, let's go skiing for 4 months. Hey, let's do this, let's do that. Just thinking that everything will look after itself. And it doesn't work that way. You know, we really needed to have a talk with ourselves and say, okay, we were scheduled and busy before. We need to get back to being scheduled. We don't need to be busy, but we need to be scheduled. So Caleb is in school during these hours. Let's work our business through part of the school day. And then in the evenings, because we're in a different time zone now than a lot of our team members, we are on the phones when Caleb is home and awake, and we take turns doing that. And getting back into, you know, full on momentum with your business is something you have to make a conscious effort for when you walk away from a crazy schedule.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. Okay. This has been such an informative, amazing podcast, just in the sense of building belief in the industry and Isagenics, but also learning through your experience and your story and moving from careers and transitioning into Isagenics full time. You guys have had so much fun. Before I let you go, share with people just a couple little golden tips for success. First thing that comes to mind as far as something that they can apply to help them or guide them along their journey when it comes to maximizing success. What comes to mind?
Well, definitely being in action. So those days where you have the wall kicking moment or you're looking around wondering what's going on, ask yourself, if everyone in my organization did exactly what I did today, where would my organization be? And so if that answer is nothing or nowhere, I haven't done anything, or I'm in drama mode or I'm in comparison mode, the best way to get rid of that and kick it to the curb is to pick up the phone and connect with someone new, or go out to a new coffee shop and meet somebody new. The more connections you can make, the more energy you bring to your business, and trust me, the happier you will be. It may seem like hard work, and sometimes mastering the mundane is very hard, but there's nothing like being in action to really get your blood flowing and to build some growth.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And Pamela, you're going to be at Celebration too. And if I'm not mistaken, people might get to pick up a little education from you while there, right?
Oh, we're going to have some fun. I can hardly wait. We have an epic presentation ready for you. So 60 minutes on Tuesday, the Tuesday of all the breakouts. If you're in the main room, I'll be there, and we're going to go through some fun activities. There'll be a little workshop. We're going to have some action steps to take. Trust me, you will have a ball. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yes. One little last note, if you ever have the opportunity to spend time with Pamela or Kevin, they are a hoot. I'm serious. They like serious sense of humor. You would think that her being this federal crown attorney, I like that. No, you guys are friggin' hilarious. I love it.
We have a good time.
You guys intermingle the education with a little bit of fun. So I have no doubt your piece is going to be amazing. But
it's the Ionics, Kirsty. That's it. I tell ya.
No kidding. I think it's all of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But thank you so much for being on today with us and sharing all that you did. We just appreciate you guys. Congratulate you for your success thus far. And it's going to be an exciting rest of the year. So best of luck as you guys are cruising through your build too.
Thanks, Kirsty. Have an awesome week.
Thank you. And everybody listening in, thanks for being with us as well. And make sure you let your team members know where to find all of these podcasts. As Pam mentioned earlier in the podcast, you can take these on the go with you. You can subscribe to all of the programs for free and take them on the go. So have fun with them, enjoy them, and until next time, best of success. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.